Welcome to Abundance Mindset. Do you have a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset? Stephen Covey initially coined these terms in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you have more of a scarcity mentality, you may see life as a kind of finite pie. In other words, if someone gets a bigger piece, there is essentially less for everyone else. This is the way most of us grew up, including myself. On the other hand, if you have an abundance mindset, you realize there is plenty of everything to go around. Most people, particularly those in the corporate arena, have been conditioned to have a scarcity mentality. This affects absolutely everything we do. Everyone is in competition. People hoard wealth and flaunt their wealth. A scarcity mentality is what keeps many of us from achieving our goals. So how can we make the shift from a scarcity mentality to an abundance mindset? That is the million-dollar question. If you want to answer that, you have to first ask yourself what abundance and financial freedom mean to you. Everyone has a different idea of what financial freedom means for them. Here is what I consider financial freedom. I have the freedom to do what I want, be who I want, live where I want, and spend my days how I want. I'm not limited by the lack mentality. I also don't need a 9-to-5 job. I share my creative gifts and talents with the world, and I have more than enough of everything to live the lifestyle I desire, and more than enough to share this wealth with those I love. So what would that take? I'm not sure I have a number, just a feeling. You know, if you want to start changing the way you view money, wealth, and abundance, you have to take a closer look at your thoughts. The truth is, every thought you think and every word you speak is an intention. You're using these intentions every moment, whether you realize it or not. Your thoughts, words, and actions become your way of life. You have the ultimate power to change anything. Your thought waves are like stones tossed into a lake. Every thought creates some kind of ripple. The sea of your mind works in much the same way, with the thought waves moving out in all directions from a common center, just like the rays of the sun. If your way of thinking is flawed, and you feel like you spend more time focusing on the negative things in life than you spend focusing on the positive, it might be time to have a conversation with yourself about your mentality. So that's what we're here today to do. I'm Leslie Riopel from mindfullyblessed.com, and I'm so happy you're here with me today. You know, I grew up in a really small town. I was also, and still am, painfully shy, in addition to being the middle child. Have you ever had that dream where you raise your hand in a large group of people and nobody calls on you? That is essentially the middle child syndrome energy. I felt invisible much of the time. I never want to make waves. Generally speaking, middle child syndrome can leave you with an inferiority complex due to a perceived lack of attention. This can also make you feel inadequate and not worthy of things like love or affection or even abundance. While I did have a wonderful upbringing and amazing parents, I didn't learn that much about how to create abundance. What I did learn was that money didn't grow on trees, and scarcity was just how it was. If you didn't work hard, you weren't going to achieve anything. While that is partially true, it's not the whole story. The truth is, thinking positively doesn't always come naturally. It takes some work. The way you speak to yourself and the way you consistently describe your life is exactly the way it is manifesting. Think about that for a moment. If things aren't going well, you simply need to redirect your thoughts. You have to speak a new life into existence, literally. The good thing is, all of that is easy to change. When you start focusing on positive things and on positive words and thoughts, you start speaking your new life into existence. Your words literally create your life. What this really means is that all of those words you speak, even the negative and hurtful ones, are creating your life in every moment. The law of attraction is always working in our lives. It's easy to forget how powerful we really are because we live in a vibrational universe. The law of attraction is one of the most powerful universal forces you will ever come across. You create your reality every moment of every day, depending on what you focus on. So many of us speak unkind words to ourselves that it becomes our normal way of thinking. If you are continually focused on the negative or on the lack, then that is what you continually manifest. And that is a universal truth. It's really hard to constantly focus on abundance. Signs of lack and negativity are everywhere. As humans, we even have a negativity bias. All you need to do is turn on the news in the morning and everyone will tell you how bad things are. It's a never-ending cycle of gloom and doom. The best way to change your thinking is to engage your mind in things that bring you joy and things you feel passionate about. You are the key to everything good in life. When you truly believe that you are powerful and strong and influential, then that is exactly what you will become by nature of your thoughts. Positive attracts positive. The more you begin tuning into this new way of thinking, the faster change will happen. It might even happen so fast that it will knock you off your feet. We have to start by changing our thoughts. We have to stop saying and thinking unkind words. We have to treat ourselves with more respect. We may even need to be a little selfish, which is also something I have trouble with being a middle child because I'm also a people pleaser. So this program can help you start thinking differently. We're sharing 90 of our mindful intentions we've created over time. We'll be sharing one every week. We have 30 intentions focused solely on abundance, 30 more focused on things you can do to be more optimistic, and 30 specifically designed to help you fail your way to success. This program can help you celebrate your natural state of abundance and prosperity. It can help you gain your financial freedom and fully recognize and realize that you are already rich in spirit, which is where genuine abundance dwells. Feeling more optimistic and hopeful about abundance can help you go from mindfulness to manifestation and from stressful living to successful living. You know, I've personally struggled a lot with this issue of abundance. This year, I decided to make my struggles my superpower by both sharing over 365 mindful blessisms and also by sharing these mindful intentions we created for abundance, wealth, prosperity, and financial freedom. What kinds of things are you struggling with? Why not make that the focus of your existence like I have? Why not make your struggle your superpower? This is a great way to turn your disappointments into acres of diamonds and to start progressively failing your way to mind-blowing success. Learning how to view failure as feedback and celebrating failure can help you more than you might imagine. It's really as simple as that. Every time you get anxious or aggravated, you create more negative energy because that is the frequency you are resonating with. When you make a conscious decision to speak positive words, you begin to draw in that same kind of positive, empowered energy. In order to attract money, power, a new job, or even a new partner, you have to completely change how you think and feel in every moment. You have to fix your broken thoughts. In the end, the choice is yours. Each week, I'll share some inspiring thoughts and open myself up to you. Maybe my journey can help you live a more abundant life. One thing I have discovered is that if I wanted to feel more abundant, I needed to turn my focus of attention away from lack and limitation to thoughts of wealth and abundance. The real truth is, abundance is everywhere, all throughout nature. We just have to start recognizing it. If you can start exposing yourself constantly to thoughts of prosperity, wealth, and abundance, you will start to experience more prosperity, wealth, and abundance, and more success. If you start thinking wealthy thoughts and thinking prosperously, then your life will be influenced by those good thoughts as opposed to the thoughts of lack. It's a simple concept with big results. With each mindful intention you focus on and work with, you'll start dissolving those self-destructive patterns that stopped your growth and happiness before. Being more financially secure and abundant can help everything in your life improve. It can also help you create a legacy for a brighter future. It's really about applying your natural gifts and talents and moving toward the destiny you were born to fulfill. Working on your abundance mindset can help you shift your thinking. You know, sometimes our internal maps, or the way in which we see the world, serves us well and helps us get to where we want to go. And sometimes they don't. In other words, we get so used to a certain way of doing things and a certain way of seeing things, so used to it as a matter of fact, this becomes our way of life. We get used to the struggle and the lack and the chaos until that feeling of misery becomes our normal condition. The point of this is, you can choose how you see your life. You can change your internal map and change your programming. You are merely the result of all of the experiences you have had in life. Sometimes those experiences help you move forward, and sometimes they hold you back. If you live in a world of lack, lack is all you see. If you live in a world of abundance and hope, then you'll continue to manifest more abundance and feel more hopeful. So how can you change that, you might ask? How can you change the way you see the world? The answer lies with you. The more you surround yourself with abundant, positive thoughts, the more abundance will come your way. What is it you expect out of your life? Do you expect abundance? Do you expect success? Do you expect amazing, life-changing opportunities? The point is, you should expect everything. I like to say that everything in your life has prepared you for what is to come. So don't try and make something happen. Allow it to happen by making room for it in your life and in your energy. So this week's mindful intention is the intention for abundance and financial freedom. Let's do a brief meditation on that intention now. And so with that, go ahead and close your eyes. Make sure you are comfortable. Relax your mind and body. Take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Let your body relax. Imagine yourself somewhere peaceful and calm. Take yourself there now. You might be inside or outside. Continue breathing in and tuning into that feeling of peace. And now let's focus on the mindful intention for abundance and financial freedom. And as you focus on these words, let them become a part of your reality. I bless my abundance and financial freedom today. I am the creator of my own reality. I have total and absolute freedom to create whatever kind of reality I desire, including a life of financial freedom, abundance, and prosperity. I know I am perfect, whole and complete right now. I bless this energy of creation. May it open the way for my immediate supply. Let all that is mine by divine right now reach me in great avalanches of abundance. I now see that abundance is a state of mind and consciousness. It is within me and all around me. I choose to feel abundant, and I am already abundant. Abundance already exists within my own beautiful mind. I can see evidence of abundance everywhere I look. My stream of abundance is always flowing. What a blessing. Thank you. And now take a few minutes to meditate on how this intention makes you feel. Sit in this abundant energy for a moment. Let it become a part of you. Forget who you were and focus on what you can become. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that short session. Join us each week on Abundance Mindset for a little education, inspiration, and motivation, and an honest conversation about abundance. Each week's content will be based on one of the mindful intentions we have developed for wealth, abundance, prosperity, and success. The meditations each week are designed to help you celebrate and attune with that natural state of abundance that is already yours. This program can help you be more optimistic and help you realize that you never really fail. Join me each week as we help you develop the internal resources you need to build up and create that feeling and state of abundance and financial freedom you so richly deserve. You may also be interested in our Stressed to Mindfully Blessed podcast, so be sure to check that out. This podcast has something for everyone, including mindfulness and meditation, blessisms, positive psychology, and successful living skills. Each week's session begins with some helpful tips to help you harness the potential of stress and ends with a beautiful mindfulness or meditation session set to soothing music. Engaging in a daily meditation or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. This podcast is presented by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit, planetblessed.org. Learn more about our work on our website, mindfullyblessed.com. We welcome you to subscribe to our podcast and also visit our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that is filled with hundreds of videos that can help support you on your healing journey, or on our Instagram Mindfully Blessed page. To receive a daily blessism or earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter by visiting our website, mindfullyblessed.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. We'll see you next time.